So I'm on a personal mission to creating 100 millionaires.
Now, since 2009, Shakir Hussein, nicknamed as the Backpack Millionaire, has been hailed as one of the most sought-after internet marketing leaders, trainers, and coaches to thousands of people.
He's quickly become one of the biggest leaders.
He's really resonated with him.
He's a good guy. Well, he knows what he's doing.
He's a phenomenal teacher.
He's always on cutting edge.
And most importantly, he walks the talk.
I've got to know him. We've become friends.
You always have to work on manufacturing your own optimism.
Everything that we need is already within us.
It's very simple. Life is way too short. And you got to make sure that every single day you're capitalizing and you're growing.
Hey, welcome to the Shakir Hussein Show. This is the show for aspiring entrepreneurs, experienced entrepreneurs, and people looking to quit the 9-to-5 and make a full-time income working from anywhere. As you probably already know by now, I'm here to share with you how to make money, how to have a lot of fun, and how to actually make a difference in the world. And I'm very glad and grateful and thankful that you're here, because this is your time right now. This is your time to give more, to be more, to do more, and to finally unleash your full potential. In the Shakir Hussein Show, I'm going to go deep behind the scenes of what it takes to go from zero to making your first six figures, and then to making your first seven figures, and then to even making your first eight figures. I'm going to share with you the mistakes that I've made that has cost me money, stress, being overweight, and 101 other challenges that you don't want to go through. Okay, so hopefully by listening to these podcasts that I'm going to be releasing on a day-to-day basis, my goal is to help you empower yourself, educate yourself, so you can live the best life that you truly desire, deserve, and dream about. Let's get into it. Hey everyone, what's going on? It's Shakir Hussein here, and welcome to the Shakir Hussein Show. You know how we roll, so let's get to it. And today's message and today's show is going to be on letting go. Okay, letting go. And what does that essentially entail? Let me tell you a story. Back when I was about 19 years old, 19 to 20, this was about a good 9 years ago, I had got a free ticket to attend a seminar. Okay, the seminar was happening in London, and the guy behind it was charging $10,000 an hour for personal coaching. His name was Chris Howard, and I'm going to share with you some of the lessons I learned from him that completely changed the way I am today. The lessons that he imparted nearly a decade ago now that I still carry till this day, you know, is the power of a live event. Oh, by the way, if you have not subscribed to my newsletter and joined over 300,000 subscribers that get my daily newsletters, make sure you go and subscribe, shakirhussein.com. That's shakirhussein.com, shakirhussein.com. Make sure you go subscribe. I'm recording this actually from my car, so if there's any background noise, do excuse it, but I'm here to give you some amazing value. Let's get cracking on. Now, something that Chris Howard taught me about a decade ago on letting go, he said that most people, essentially what happens is that they live their life based on a model of reality that they've constructed, essentially because of what they see their friends and family do. They see what society does, you know, what they learn from TV and the media, instead of owning their own greatness, owning their own power, and becoming their true authentic self. And one of the things he said is, people tend to hold on to their past. And I know for the last few months, actually last year to this year, I've had a ton of money that was stolen from me. Okay, now, and this was, let's just say, well over $500,000 cash. And for about 3 months, earlier this year, for about 3-4 months, I held a lot of anger and hate towards the people that had stolen it. Okay, it was just carelessness on my part, in terms of I hired the wrong person. You know, she was supposed to be managing my finance, and she just was complacent and content. And really, she was not qualified in the slightest bit. She was more of a glorified personal assistant. And, you know, I gave her roles and she took on too many roles. And one thing led to another. And I ended up losing all this money. And even towards her, I had developed all this kind of hate and resentment. And something that my, you know, something that I was reminded of from my family, from my close friends, and especially from Chris Howard, because I was going back and asking myself, you know, what are the lessons that I learned from him that I could impart on my life and apply today so that the integration of the lessons creates a new breakthrough. And, you know, one of the things that I learned, amongst many things which I'm going to share with you, is letting go of your past and focusing on your future. Okay, letting go of your past and focusing on your future. Because how many times do we have something that was bad or that's negative or that just didn't pan out the way we wanted it to? And how many times do we hold that in into ourselves? How many times do we hold that in into our minds, into our body? And what I discovered was I had a ton of stress that was building up inside of me. Okay, there's ton of stress. I had all these weight issues, which I'm just getting back into the gym, working out, getting all healthy, clean. I mean, it's been a challenge, but the last, I'd say probably 6 to 12 months, I'd completely let go, and that's not the good let go. I had completely let go, and I was like, hey, you know what? I'm just gonna enjoy all the food and dine out as much as I can, and have a gazillion desserts and stuff myself. My face with all the most finest meats and chicken that the best restaurants in, you know, in the country has to offer, whatever, you know, all of those things. And 12 months later, you know, and now I'm like thinking to myself, okay, I carried on so much negativity and hate inside of myself towards these people, and I would find my comfort in food. Okay, and one of the things that I learned many years ago was nothing has any meaning except for the meaning that you give it. Okay, so if I said to you, you know, I've just had $500,000 stolen from me, you know, what's the first thing that goes through your mind? Okay, or maybe let's just say if I had, you know, or if you had, say, you know, $50,000 stolen from you, and that's a lot of money to you. Okay, what's the thought process, what's the thought pattern that goes inside of your head? Because that's what ultimately will determine how you feel. That's what ultimately will determine what kind of actions you take, right? Because the thoughts that you have create the beliefs that you have. And the beliefs then lead to actions that you take. And the actions ultimately create results, right? And so if you don't like the results, you gotta go back down to the core, which is changing your thoughts, changing your beliefs, changing your actions. Okay, that four-step process has enabled me to do amazing things in life. And every time I'm stuck, I do get stuck, just FYI, and I do have issues as well. Some people think I walk on water, which is not true. I have lots of challenges and lots of issues. And again, this podcast is where I just go deep inside of my mind and just share with no filter. So one of the things that my younger brother recommended, like told me, and sometimes you get perspective from yourself, you get perspective from other people, you get perspective from learning and attending events and buying courses or whatever, but it's the real learning comes when you really reflect. And one thing that my younger brother said, which I'm sure I've heard it before, he says, yo, this is the cost of doing business. You just got to write it off. And yesterday he sent me this text, right? He sent me this text saying, why are you worried about this 500K? Our goal is to go make $50 million in the next 2 years. Like, let's focus on the bigger goal. And it just reminded me of so many things that Chris Howard and 101 other mentors taught me over the last, you know, 10 years, actually 8 to 10 years of being an entrepreneur, right? And one of them is letting go. How fast can you let go? You see, I was at this mastermind about 5 years ago. You know, we host masterminds all over the world, and this one I was attending. I was with Ryan Dice from Digital Marketer, and Neil Patel from Crazy Egg, and a whole bunch of other big name marketers were there. And it was a mastermind hosted by Vishen Lakhiani from mindvalley.com. okay, I absolutely love that guy. He completely changed my life early on, and I used to learn from a lot from him back in the day. So one of the things he said was, he said the difference between successful people and unsuccessful people is successful people, they know that they are going to hit a low, but the question is, how fast does it take him from hitting that low to going back up, right? And you've probably experienced this in your life, where you've had highs and you're riding high and you're on top of the world, and then boom, you just, it just comes crashing down, and you're just like looking around thinking, what the heck just happened, you know? Or you're just using the F word all the time, or you're doing whatever the heck you're doing, right? And so for me, I honestly felt like, wow, I'm on top of the world. I'm riding. 5 years, I'm untouchable. I got this, you know? And then boom, I go through this pain. I go through this frustration. I go through this heartache of having to fire, you know, 15, 20 people from my team. And these, some of these people have families. Some of them are young, so they were cool. But some of these people had families. And, you know, it's a big responsibility to take on. And you carry that on, and then you realize, you know, I just, after firing and letting go of a ton of people, I found out, I mean, I was paying for something like 150 plus active emails from Gmail, from the Gmail Business Center, right? The Gmail Business Suite, that you pay for extra emails if you want them. I had subscriptions that I was paying $800, I think like $1,000 a month. I mean, so many of these services that my team, well, certain people from my team had signed up with, being totally bloody careless and costing me money. You know, some of these services cost more than their entire salary. But again, I gave way too much control to certain things, and I didn't manage it properly, which is fine. I've learned my lessons. But here's the thing. I developed all this rage towards all of these people. And so, what do you do if you start behaving like this? Because no one really understands and no one really cares about your money and about your business as much as you do. So keep that lesson in mind, okay? I ain't sugarcoating nothing here. I'm just telling you like it is. You're going to have these ups and downs, but you got to have thick skin. Otherwise, you are going to quit. You are going to be buried, right? Entrepreneurship, he ain't pretty. I always say, he ain't pretty, but it's damn worth it. You know, I know the skills. I know what it takes to go and build $100 million company, because I've learned in the process. I've seen my friends go out and build, you know, two of them went out and built $200 million companies. Okay, both of them. One built a $200 million company, and now he's got his own private island, and I'm about to go see him in his private island, I think next month. And he's one of my close friends, and you know, I learn a lot from this guy. And then the other guy, he made $200 million, and guess what, a few weeks ago he got addicted to drugs, and last week, about 4 days ago, he just declared himself bankrupt. So I'm learning, and I'm always learning, and you must always be a student of the game. You must always be willing to learn, right? Most people, they're not willing to learn. They're still stuck in their own ways. Don't be one of them. You want to go out and make $1 million? You want to go out and make $10 million? You want to go out and change your life, change your family's life, create a new life? Whew, you got to, first step, have an open mind. Too many people have closed minds. And, you know, I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm just saying it like it is. The last, probably say 6 to 12 months, I had what's called a little bit of a closed mind, because in my head, all I was just buried with lawyers. And some of those cases are still going, you know. Actually, every single person that stole from me, I have lawyers and court cases going on, and it's not the best use of my energy. So I've kind of delegated a ton of stuff to a finance team that's handling it. But in business, when you grow, you're gonna have challenges. You know, some people will call them first world problems, whatever the heck they're called, the challenges. And you gotta let go as fast as you can, okay, so that you can create, you can use that mental energy to go out and create assets. Okay, in my team, I tell them straight, you know, one of my staff members 2 days ago, like with the most useless message about some guy talking bad about me on a Facebook post or something. You know what I mean? He's posting this and I'm thinking to myself, dude, are you fucking kidding me? Like, I just had $500,000 cash stolen from me. You think I give a fuck about this guy who's writing shit about me on Facebook, which is some, you know, client, customer that's unhappy because he's a lazy bum that hasn't done any bloody work and expects money to fall from the sky? And so I made it very clear, and I'm making things much more clearer with my team, with, you know, just everyone. I mean, if you listen to this and you're a subscriber or you're a client, you know, we've been going through a crazy growth stages, and these 3 months I'm slowing down to speed back up. And sometimes in your business, right, sometimes in your business you are going to have to do that. You are going to have to take a step back so that you can grow much, much faster and much more sustainably, right? Most people have never experienced, I was making $1 million in a month while traveling around the world, taking weeks off at a time. Trust me, you get used to making $1 million a month. That's a whole nother conversation, but you have to grow as a person. So one of the things I always tell all of my students is, you're going to face those hard times. You're going to have things that don't work. Maybe, you know, you're building your list and you're sending those emails and you just spent $5,000 on traffic and it's not working. Keep trying. Change your approach. Change your strategy. See what everyone else is doing. Do the right opposite. Learn from people that are getting results. Don't try and be such a smartass that you're going to try and do this yourself. You know why? Because I've tried to be a smartass. I've hired people that think they're too smart, that have been smartasses. And guess what? I've lost more money than I've made by making those kind of decisions. So be a good student. Let go. One of the biggest lessons I want to impart on you right now is that letting go of people if they bring negativity on you. Last year I partnered up with a kid. They have no real business experience whatsoever, and when I reviewed all of my stats, I realized I'm spending about 30%, 40% of my time with this kid, and he has not even produced 1%. I think it's something like 1.2%. It's something like less than 2% of my entire revenue. We had made over $8 million. Just under $8 million, sorry. Just under $8 million. And he probably didn't even contribute to even, I don't know, $250,000. And I'm like thinking, damn, I'm spending half my day, half my time, of all of my time with this guy. You know, and guess what? I had to cut that conversation short. You got to let go. You gotta let go of people, you gotta let go of friends, family members that don't serve you. Something I learned early on is love your family, choose your friends. I'm choosing so damn wisely. I have no time, no energy, no space for anyone that they either enhance my life or they don't. If they don't, boom, get out, leave, cut them out. I'm done, I'm moving on. Plan to build a $1 billion company in the next 10 years. I don't have time and energy. And one thing that I learned from one of my mentors, I pay him $25,000 a year, a guy called Dan Sullivan from Strategic Coach. One thing he said to me early on, he says, you know, make your future bigger than your past. And you listen to this podcast right now, whether you listen to this on the iTunes store or on YouTube or in the car, listen, you gotta stay strong on your vision. Where is it that you're trying to get to? Why is it that you're trying to get to? Right? The bigger the why, the easier the how. The bigger the why, the easier the how. Write that one down and remember that one. When you're struggling and you're stressed and you can't figure that thing out, Ask yourself, what's the reason why you got into this business? What's the reason why you got into entrepreneurship? What's the reason why? And then go back to selling, making offers, creating products, right? Promoting affiliate programs, whatever the case you're doing right now. Go out. Go make that money. Don't stop. The world is abundant, right? I look at my entire life and I'm like, yeah, you know what? Big deal. I lost 500K, but I done about over $25 million in sales before I'm 29, right? And so now I've learned what to do, what not to do. I'm going to go make that back and 10 times more. I'm going to go make more than $25 million in the next 12 months alone. That's my goal, right? Stay tuned. Watch these, listen to these podcasts. Get on my newsletter, shakiru.com, shakyr.com. I take you behind the scenes. I tell it like no one else tells it. I'm here to sugarcoat it. I don't need to make friends. I have my few friends. God bless them. I'm here to tell you what's real, what's raw. You're going to face issues. You're going to buy products. You're going to buy services. You're going to buy coaching. You're going to buy all of these things. And guess what? Sometimes you may not be the right person. You may not take the right action. And sometimes the people that you buy from will disappoint you. Question is, do you resent them? Do you hold on to them? Or do you let them go? And let them get on with their life. Right? I remember, I never forget this. First time I'm 20 years old, just before I turned 20, 2 months before I turned 21, I get online and I find this lady called Cindy Leavitt, okay? And she sells me this program. She's an American lady, does real estate and whatever. And I remember she sold me this program for $400, okay? And that at that time was a huge amount of money. And this was, 9 years ago now. And I remember I was so excited. I buy the package. I get my logins. The thing comes in the post, this big box. And I try and get in touch with her. And she's nowhere to be seen. She completely just disappears. And I'm thinking to myself, gosh, did I just get scammed? I mean, she was so friendly. She was, you know, somewhere in her 40s or 50s. And I thought, how on earth can she just like sell me this and then just disappear? And I remember like that 1 week, I just was like so mad. I mean, that was a lot of money back then for me, you know, as a kid. And a piece of lesson that I learned is that take responsibility, because it's your responsibility, right? So owning is a huge part of being successful, okay? Becoming successful, you're going to become successful, you got to own your results. You got to own it. You got to own it. Tell yourself, I own my results each day. I own myself. I own my results. I own everything. All the good, all the bad, all the ugly, the results. You know, instead of blaming, playing the victim, which we all do. I've done it plenty of times. Take ownership. That's the fastest way you change your state. I tell myself every single day, I take full responsibility. I take full responsibility of my marketing, of my sales. I take full responsibility of doing this podcast. Okay, you know how many times I used to schedule this? And I'm like, damn, I don't care. As long as my readers getting value. And if you're getting value from this, make sure you go leave me a review. Subscribe on the iTunes thing. So, and I remember thinking to myself this. Okay, this lady just let me down, but I ain't going to be let down. Because it's my choice, right? It's my choice. If it's my choice, then here's what's going to happen. I'm going to choose to find a way and figure out a way. And by God's grace, I got hooked up with this guy who was making about $50,000 a month. And I had this one conversation with him. I remember having this one conversation with him. He told me exactly what needs to get done. And I thought, damn, if I made $5,000 a month at the time, my life would change. And I remember letting go of that lady mentally, because I thought, you know what, my future is so big, I can't be holding on to any of this. So let me ask you a question now. What is it that you need to let go of? Who is it that you need to let go of? Grab a piece of paper, grab a pen, start writing those things down. Because guess what? As I end this podcast, I'm going to go home right now and I'm going to do this exercise myself. Hope this one hit home. Again, I say like it is. I appreciate you listening right now. Leave me a comment, a review on the iTunes store and subscribe on my newsletter. Go get your free income Kickstarter strategy session with one of my hand-selected Wealth Academy advisors. And I'll see you in the next one. Bye for now. All right, so we just wrapped up. Hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast. You know what to do. Go ahead and leave me a review. That's how iTunes gives us all these ratings and stuff, and that's how other people can listen to this. Forward this podcast to a friend or a family member. Forward it to your email subscribers, share it on your newsletter, whatever the case is. Make sure you go and take action. Information alone is not enough. It's the application that we have to do on a day-to-day basis. Now, if you're not on my newsletter, go to shakir.com. That's shakir.com. That's shakir.com. I've got a free case study there that shows you a video walkthrough of the 10 income hacks that I've put together so that you can go out and build your own million-dollar business. Make sure you go and register to get daily updates on my newsletter. I'm excited for you, and I'll see you on the next podcast, committed to you becoming wealthified.